Yo, what it do, good people? My wonderful, beautiful people out there, man. It's been a minute since I done uploaded a whole new episode, but I got something new, man. I figure why not, make an episode about these changes that I'm bringing into my life. And I'm pretty sure y'all notice a huge difference in how I start off my podcast and shit like that, my episodes and my segments and shit like that. If y'all haven't noticed, I don't talk about find up no weed and shit like that. But I still, if you smoke, if you drink and shit like that, look, go ahead, fire that shit up. Go ahead, pull you up a cup. But your boy is officially quitting weed. I don't smoke no more. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it for a reason, that I feel personally is something that I need to do. Not only have I quit smoking weed, but I've changed my diet. I've altered my diet, and I'm doing all of this because, I just realized, man, a lot of shit in my life I need to, either cut out or make some necessary adjustments to it, Not saying that your boy ain't gonna ever smoke again, but as of right now, these next few years, ahead of my life, I gotta cut that shit out if I'm trying to get to where I wanna go, So, man, I want y'all to have a front row seat of, me experiencing my withdrawals, like me actually accomplishing a lot of more other things simply because I've changed my diet, just reaching my goals, man. So, I figured why not put this shit in the motherfucking episode and just have people, listen to it and tune into this shit. This ain't nothing but I think like day three of me, quitting the weed and shit like that. So far, so good though. I'm really waiting on, week number two so that I can really see what I've been missing out on. What is it that I haven't been paying attention to because I was high, So it's like I wanna see the difference, I wanna see all this shit that everybody's talking about when it comes to, quitting weed and how hard it is and shit like that. Like, I wanna see if that holds true. Now, I know that, this like everybody responds to, quitting weed or quitting whatever habit they have. Like, everybody responds different. Everybody's body is different. So how it affects me may not affect you. So I might, look at my withdrawal symptoms like, it's something small and I can get through it. Other people have a motherfucking fit day one without having a blunt, My first day not having a blunt, not having a bowl or smoking and shit. I mean, it was pretty cool. It was easy peasy. Day two, it wasn't as, I mean, shit, it was pretty much the same. It's like, if anything, dude, I just kept myself occupied. Not only that, but I just have this vision, to just see myself in a better position, and that's what helps me stay focused on, not smoking and shit like that. Like, I want to see, for me personally, like, this ain't even just for me and my lady. Like, this is just for me personally, like, my lady still smoking shit. And well, she don't smoke the buds because I'm pretty sure 9 times out of 10, if I smell it, it's probably gonna give me a bit more urge than, what I'm feeling now. Like, I don't have an urge to smoke. Like, I smoke CBD oil, or I vape CBD. It has 0% THC in it, so that's what I'm doing. But I know I have to vape that shit to a minimum because I still have, THC, in my fat cells and shit. And I think, smoking CBD kind of enhances the THC in my body, so I have to take that shit at a minimum. But I don't smoke anymore, and that's like a huge motherfucking step for me because I've been smoking weed since how old was I when I hit my first blunt? Probably about, I don't know, shit, I can't necessarily remember. I really won't say it here because I know my mom and them gonna be listening. They gonna be like, shit, what the fuck? But anyways, man, I quit. And it's like, I can't wait to see my progress, Not only, quitting weed, but hell, that's more money in my pocket, hell. Not only that, but I just really want to see, what I've really been missing out on. Like, I know, like, I've been sober in my fucking life before. Like, this ain't the first time that I cut out weed from my life to get something or to get where I need to go. So I don't necessarily feel like it'll be too much of a struggle, but I know that this go round is a bit different. I say that it's different because this go around, hell, I smoke more. Like, I smoked a hell of a lot more than when I first quit. When I first quit, I ain't gonna say that I wasn't smoking a lot, but I wasn't smoking as nearly as much as I, you know, used to smoke from before these, you know, 3 days or whatever. But man, I want y'all to see whether or not, you know, y'all can tell the difference in how I talk, how I, you know, present myself on my podcast, and just, you know, etc. You know, and two, another purpose for me doing this is, you know, to y'all already know, to inspire other people to, you know, realize what they have in their life that they should possibly cut out because it's probably hindering them. Like, weed hasn't hindered me in a way of, you know, getting jobs or no shit like that, but it has been in my way as far as like me being motivated at my fullest potential. You feel me? Like, I won't sugarcoat none of that shit. Like, weed did put me, you know, a little bit under what I usually call my high potential motivation, you know. And I just feel like now, you know, I'm able to, you know, just look back and reflect on all of the shit that weed has, you know, done to and for me, you know. So don't get me wrong. Like, I love Mary Jane, but I know that it comes a point where you have to cut it out, you know, especially for what I'm trying to do. I want to drive trucks. I don't know if I said this in one of my other episodes, but I was studying to become a life coach. I became a life coach. I did my coaching and shit like that. But I wasn't fulfilled when I was doing it. And I couldn't understand why. Like, it boiled down to the fact that I knew that my dream, my goal and my dream, you know, job or my dream profession is to drive trucks. You know, don't get me wrong. I did have a job where I was driving trucks, but I wasn't driving the big trucks, the CDL Class A trucks. You know, that's always been something I wanted to do. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy coaching people, motivating people, and getting people, well, helping people, you know, through their problems and shit like that, and giving advice and, you know, inspiring people. Like, but I know that that's just my natural ability. You know, that's not something that I would consider, you know, a dream to live up to, you know, because that's just something that comes natural to me. So one thing that doesn't come natural to me is, you know, loving big trucks. Like, that's not something I was born with, but as coming from, you know, when I was younger and shit, like, I always loved big motherfucking semi trucks, you know. Like, I was that kid in the back of the bed of the truck, you know, in my granddaddy truck and shit like that, or my pop's truck and shit. And hell, I'm honking my elbow and my fist up trying to get them to honk their air horns and shit. Like, I still love that shit, you know. Like, I still love big trucks. Like, I admire how they turn a motherfucking curb. All of that shit, you feel me? And so it's like, I know that if I want to get to that level in my life, I got to cut the weed out. I got to leave the marijuana alone. We got to divorce. We got to split. And man, let me tell you something. I thought this shit was going to, you know, fuck me up. Like, I thought I was going to, like, go through real bad withdrawal symptoms the first day that I put the blunt down. But I didn't. That's why I'm, you know, anxious to see what I'm going to be like on week two or week three and shit like that, because that's when the THC and shit like that start to come out of my fat cells, and then my body and my brain and shit will be longing for it. So I want to see, you know, how I respond and, you know, how I behave and shit like that, so I can know, you know, what to look for, you feel me, when it's time for me to do this shit again. Because, like I said, I'm not going to quit for the rest of my motherfucking life, but I will quit so that I can get to where I need to be. You feel me? A lot of people can't do that. And so it's like, why not, you know, show people how to do that shit? Why not lead by example? So to me personally, like, it's like, I done had too much to where, you know, I done got jobs, even though I had dirty piss, you know? So it's like, I want to get that feeling of pissing clean again, you know, and being able to get my CDLs and be able to be my own contract driver and shit like that. Like, I want to work up to, you know, actually fulfilling my dream, you know. And this is a fucking start. This is the tip of the iceberg, you know. Another thing that I want to get into, I'm probably going to put that into another segment, but it's my diet. But I will throw that into another segment. But my whole purpose for this episode is to show y'all that I'm leading by example. A lot of my stoners out there that smoke, but, you know, they want to get somewhere else in life. But they know that weed is cutting them back, is holding them back and shit, but they won't really admit to it. I'm here to be that person to show you, you know. Not saying that you can't accomplish your goals or you can't, you know, get what you need because you're smoking. But 9 times out of 10, weed plays a role in your life where, you know, it's holding you back from something, whether you know it or not. Me personally, I believe that I could function on weed. You know, I could do whatever I needed to do. Hell, I started my podcast. I was doing life coaching, you know. I was doing a lot of shit. Still is, you know. But it's like in some other areas in my life, like inside my head when I smoke and shit, you know, like I'm an overthinker, you know. And by me being an overthinker, you know, and me smoking, it's like when I'm high and shit like that, I ain't gonna lie to you, like it enhances my overthinking. But it doesn't enhance it in a way where I'm negatively overthinking. It's just I'm thinking about way too fucking much. Now I'm thinking about a lot of fucking shit. Galaxies, problems, solutions, goals, dreams, what I can bring into my life now, all this type of shit. But it's like now, you know, since I cut the weed out, you know, I want to see, you know, my focus has changed, you know. So let's go for this wild ride, man. If y'all want to, you know, tune in and, you know, hear my story and shit like that, look, stay tuned because it's going to be way more coming. I promise you that. All right. Peace and love, my good people. Stay healthy. Yo, 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 man, am I glad to fucking be here, dog. Like a motherfucker. How y'all doing, man? It's a whole new episode, a whole new segment. And, dog, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm feeling fucking great. Fucking great, man. I'm real excited to let y'all know about these changes I'm making in my life. And just, you know, hoping y'all stay tuned, man. If y'all don't, oh well, the change is still gonna be made, my nigga. You feel me? But I did want to talk about, you know, the other change that I'm making to my life. It's something that I've already done, but I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I relapsed on it. And the change that I made was on my diet, well, towards my diet. Maybe I think it was back in 2015, 2016 or something like that. I took a lot of meat out of my diet. Like, I cut out a lot of motherfucking meat. And all I was really eating was just veggies, fruits, shit like pasta and shit like that. I cut milk and shit like that to a minimum and shit like that. And then probably about the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018, a nigga relapsed shit. I don't eat pork anymore. Like, I don't know how long it's been since I've, like, ate pork and beef. But, it's something about that chicken, turkey, and fish, man. It's just something about it. I ended up cutting chicken out of my diet recently. So now it's just turkey, fish, and we got fruits and veggies. We take our vitamins and shit like that. And, you know, it's just like, this is just a huge step for myself, you know, because I fucking love food, dog. I fucking love it. And just knowing that, you know, I'm cutting out a lot of this shit, you know, it's for the better, you feel me? I know that, you know, it's not something that's going to hold me back. If anything, it's going to help me get strong. It's going to help me, you know, become more healthier, you know. We've always been drinking water. I didn't cut soda out of my life probably about 3, 4, 5 years ago. So soda is an issue, but I know that I do still have a sort of kind of high sugar intake. Like, I don't eat shit tons of candy and shit like that, but your boy still eat chips. I don't necessarily eat a lot of dairy product. If anything, that's like Alfredo for pasta, or let me see, maybe some Parmesan cheese. Yeah, we got some Parmesan cheese in there. But we have, you know, substituted our milks and shit like that. We use almond milk instead. We've been using that shit for a little minute. About shit, probably about since hell. We've been talking. Me and my lady been together or whatever. But, hey, shit, my bad. But anyways, I had to cut out a lot of shit in my life, man. And even though this ain't nothing but like day 3 for, you know, me quitting the weed or whatever, my diet has been like moderately healthy. It wasn't like I never had like a huge trash ass diet. It's just I know that eating chips, like potato chips and cheese and shit like that, like I know that that shit's not healthy for me. So I'm slowly but surely, you know, cutting and making necessary adjustments to my diet. And like, man, I'm proud of this shit. Like, I'm proud of myself. Like, I haven't smoked a blunt in 3 days. Like, to y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all like that ain't enough. You know, you need a whole 2 weeks. But to me personally, that's my shit. That's progress. You feel me? Like, I don't even care for a blunt right now. Like, if anything, let me get my CBD pen and hit this bitch, because that's really, you know, all I'm on right now. You know, and for y'all that tuned into my last episode, y'all know and y'all aware of the fact that, you know, I'm making these changes because I want to take more control over my life. You know, it's not just to show people that I can do this. It's not just to show myself I can do it, but it is more so me showing myself that I can do it. Let me quit fucking lying. But overall, man, it's just I want to see, you know, how strong I am mentally, like how disciplined have I become, you know, and just knowing the power of my mind. I want to see, you know, how it affects, you know, me with whenever these withdrawal symptoms come in. I'm still looking for the withdrawal symptoms, but they ain't came in yet, so I'm still waiting on that. But I want to see how strong, you know, I've prepared myself for this moment, because I ain't gonna lie to y'all, like, this has been a part of my vision for so long, like cutting out weed and, you know, really sticking to a real controlled diet of my own that I prefer, you know. And man, this shit just means a fucking lot, dog. Real shit. Hold up real quick. But man, I just wanna really see how far this shit goes with me, you know. How long will it stick with me, you know? Because it's been a fucking minute since I've really paid attention to this shit. Like, I don't know how long it would have took for me to, you know, realize that, you know, I need to just cut weed out of my life for right now if I want to, you know, get towards where I'm trying to go. And not only that, but my diet, like altering my diet, you know, like even though it's just been 3 days, like me eating these fruits and veggies and shit like that and taking my vitamins, like not even just fruits and veggies, but like the vitamins that we take, like using cayenne pepper, what is that shit called? Something silver. I forgot the name of it. Fucking beetroot, fucking ginger root, like all of this shit, like it's a lot of shit. Like I didn't cut I know this ain't got nothing to do with my diet, but I changed my toothpaste like maybe like two years ago. Yeah, it was 2 years ago I changed my toothpaste because I don't want any fluoride, you know, in my brain and shit and in my body and all of that shit. So, you know, I changed my toothpaste. I've always liked water, you know, so that's always been a part of me. Cutting that damn sugar down, my sugar intake, and really, I'm currently trying to figure out what kind of sugar, you know, is best for me, because I know the brown sugar and the regular sugar that we, you know, consume on the daily, the white sugar and shit like that, like, it's manufactured by, what is it, like, bones, pieces of bones or something, like, they use bones and shit like that to process the sugar that we eat, you know. And I'm trying to eat a more less processed diet. I'm trying to have a more, you know, less processed diet, so that, you know, everything that I eat is mainly either raw or, you know, something, you know, still healthy, you feel me. And I want to see the changes that it's gonna make. I know that it's gonna be beneficial, so it's like, it's not like I'm holding myself back or anything like that, you know. Like, I had to realize, man, I didn't have control over my life. You know, if anything, my mind was kind of, you know, taking a lot of control over my decisions and shit like that. Even though I'm in control of my mind, it's just like, I'm trying to see a better way how to put it, but I was mainly letting, you know, my appetite and, you know, my habit kind of drive my decisions, you feel me? Now, you know, that I quit smoking weed and, you know, I've switched up my diet and shit like that, I know that it will make a dramatic change as far as, like, how I make my decisions, what I focus on, how I focus, how much I focus, what I'm into, you know, how motivated I am. Like right now, like I'm at a high when it comes to my motivation. Like I'm back doing my fucking podcast. I'm back on Anchor doing my podcast. Eventually I get back on YouTube, but right now my main focus is on Anchor because I see that my people done left me, man, because I ain't been putting out shit for them. So I'm back, and I'm back better than ever. You feel me? I can't wait for week one so that, you know, I can see the kind of change that I've made. You feel me? Especially fucking week two, dog, because I want y'all to have a front row fucking seat to really see how this affects myself and how it could potentially affect you too. If you, you know, be inspired enough to, you know, change your diet, make a necessary change for something in your life that you have a habit of doing, and, you know, cutting it out of your life, whether it's healthy or unhealthy. Well, I won't say healthy or unhealthy, but if it's unhealthy or just something that, you know, is kind of in the way, I won't necessarily say unhealthy, but it's in the way. If you can cut that shit out and make that little, you know, disciplined move, then I feel like, you know, you've won, you know, versus yourself, you know. And so that's what I'm into this shit for. Like, I ain't into this shit just because I want people to see this shit. I'm into this shit because I want to see how much progress have I made, you know. Can I back up all the shit that I'm talking about? You feel me? So, man, I just really want to just keep moving forward with this shit, man, and just see, you know, how far I can go with this shit, because I know it's gonna go far, you know. Like, it's a reason I'm doing this shit. Like, I'm fucking inspired right now to continue to go. You feel me? I know it's been a while since I done did my fucking podcast and shit like that, but man, look, I'm back. You feel me? And I ain't going nowhere, you know. I ain't letting this podcast shit go. I'm studying for a lot of new things in my life, you know, becoming more of my own entrepreneur and not working for nobody else. And this the shit's just panning out great, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie to you, like, it's been a full reset in my life. Like, I've always, you know, had a low amount of friends, but I don't talk to anybody right now. Nobody. Because it's like, I want to just take this little time to really be myself, you know, be with myself, you know, and really talk, have this real shit with myself, like, have these real conversations with myself, you know. That's why I did that other episode that I got, you know. That ain't for the audience, that's for me. But this one right here, I want to do this, you know, so y'all can see front row of what I got going, you know, as far as, you know, how I'm taking control and managing my life, you know. But that's all I got for this segment. I do want to let y'all know that it will be a lot more to come. I got a whole nother episode that I'm finna produce. More special guests coming today. I got maybe two episodes coming today. But stay tuned, man, because I promise you, y'all don't wanna fucking miss this shit, dog. I promise you, you don't. Get inspired by something. You ain't gotta be inspired by me, but get inspired by something to make some necessary fucking changes to your life. You feel me? That's from me to me and from me to you. Alright? I'm out though. Peace and love, man. Yo, what the fuck do it do to my audience, to my two people that's been listening, that done stayed with your boy? Look, I have to break down to y'all what's been going on with Tonio Talks, the few changes and shit like that that's been going on, why I haven't been here for a while, you know, just this, that, and the third, the whole motherfucking shebang, alright? But I've been having some major fucking technical difficulties with this goddamn app. Major change has been happening into my life, you know. Spirit, universe has been, you know, making a few adjustments and shifts in my life that I've been, you know, asking for to manifest through myself and shit like that. Well, I asked the universe to manifest a few things, well, help me manifest a few things. And it's been fucking happening. And I feel like personally, me not being on Anchor for these couple of weeks, it was meant to happen like that. The reason why I say that is because, you know, I've been studying for my CDLs. I go tomorrow to take my fucking permit test, man. Congratulations to myself. I've been studying hard. I've been working hard, you know, and, you know, it's just well fucking overdue. So
With that being said, I have to give y'all the scoop on, you know, what's just been going on. Like, I don't still, you know, I still don't smoke weed no more. Even though I know it's temporarily, but, you know, I don't smoke weed no more. So, if any of y'all out there, look, just understand that, like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Changes can fucking happen. I don't care how long you wait, change will fucking happen eventually. So, never fucking give up. Never think that, you know, you can't change. Never think that, you know, things will never change, because 9 times out of 10 it will. You just have to fucking believe in it, you know. I don't know if y'all know, but if y'all ever tuned into some of my old episodes, I've always said I'd never quit smoking weed. Those were my exact motherfucking words. I never quit smoking weed. I want to show people that I can smoke weed and still be productive. I've already did that. I've already did that. So now it's time to show people that I can go against my own word and show y'all, look, I can make the change to stop. You know, I can make this adjustment to my life to get, you know, to a different and higher level than where I'm at now, you know. And, you know, not smoking weed will help me gain more focus on what the fuck I need to do, you know. So it's all been great. Don't get me wrong. It's just been a really tough learning experience, all right? But, I'm back and better than fucking ever, man. I'm glad to fucking be back on this motherfucking podcast, dog, because it's been 2 fucking weeks, bruh. This app has been kicking my ass. I've been trying to reset, re-download, and do all of this shit to this app for 2 motherfucking weeks straight. 2 weeks straight. Nothing. Ain't been getting shit. No kind of fucking luck. But I'm fucking back, man. Finally. Finally, I'm back. It's been 2 motherfucking long. I've had people check on me, you know, see what's going on with me. I done took a little break from Facebook. Well, not necessarily took a break, but just really ain't been on it much because, you know, I mean, why? But just been, you know, prioritizing what I need in my life and shit like that. And right now, you know, I figure, you know, cutting weed out of my life will, I mean, it wouldn't, you know, hurt anything. If anything, it'll just put more extra money in my pocket, you know. I'm not, you know, dependent on weed and shit like that. So it's all good. And as far as for me, you know, quitting the whole weed deal or whatever and shit like that, like, I'm trying to still, you know, look for these withdrawal symptoms and shit like that. I guess I get irritated. I don't really know. I can't really tell because, you know, I'm inside my body. But, I mean, I don't see anything bad, anything wrong with, you know, me quitting. You know, I don't see any kind of bad or negative side effects from this shit. If anything, I think it's mainly because I've, you know, had myself distracted for so long and just been trying to, you know, just make these necessary adjustments, you know, in my life. And so it's kind of had my focus towards something better. So I think that's what kind of helped me. Well, that's what actually helped me in this situation, you know. I know that you can experience withdrawal symptoms with smoking weed and shit like that. Well, with quitting and shit like that. But it's all a mind thing. It's what I'm really trying to get to. Like, people say that, you know, you can get addicted and shit like that, which I do believe. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love fucking weed. I love smoking weed. But it's not the center of my life. You feel me? Like, the center of my life is my happiness, my joy, you know. Just me being who the fuck I want to be. You know, me doing what I want to do and just experimenting with my life. You know, just knowing what I do and don't want to do with my life. And just the whole 9 fucking yards, man. So, man, it's been great. It's been motherfucking great. Blessings on top of fucking blessings. I can't complain. You know, trial and error has been used and put to the fucking test. But overall, man, nothing fucking bad, dude. Like, nothing bad. Only thing that's bad to me is when I'm not making progress. And so far, so motherfucking good. Like, I've had a period of stagnation, but that stagnation was there only because, you know, I wasn't being productive with the things that I know I should be doing, you know, like just being real with myself and just seeing, you know, what other things within me that I need to get rid of, you know, And that's just been a lot of work. It's been taking up a lot of my time. You know, it's just been, you know, a lot for me. But, you know, the changes are still fucking happening. I'm not going to give up on this shit. I'm not going to give up on doing my podcasting. I'm chasing one of the biggest dreams in my motherfucking life, which is to become a fucking drug driver. One of the biggest dreams that I've put to the side so long simply because I've been smoking weed. And I know that they, you know, drug test a lot being a truck driver and shit like that. So, man, look, it's all, you know, according to the plan, you know, it's supposed to go like this. This is my personal belief, you know, it's all supposed to be like this. I'm about to take me a little drive down to the fucking river and get some of this little good little breeze and just enjoy, man, because it's been long overdue. I got a lot of shit that needs to be worked on, and I'm really ready for this motherfucking challenge. I'm up for it. I'm ready for it. I want it, you know. I want it bad. And so if I got to, you know, put forward all the effort that I need to get where I want to be, then so fucking be it. You feel me? So fucking be it. It's necessary. It's meant to happen like this. Anybody tell me otherwise, it's because they not working on their life, they damn self, all right? But I'm about to roll out, man. I'm going to do another segment once I get to my destination. Don't text and drive, my people. Stay safe, stay blessed. And, you know, just have faith in the fact that you can get to wherever you want to be. You know, have faith in the changes that you need to make towards your life, because eventually you'll get there. You know, from... let me quote my homie J-Star, shit. You know, it takes time. You know, just be patient. You know, you'll get there. I promise you will. All right? Peace and love, my people. I'm out. This is another segment of Tonio Talks. All right? Yo, what it do, good people? My great people. I know y'all been, you know, waiting on me to drop, you know, a new segment. So I had to, you know, just come out with episode towards, you know, the changes in my life and shit like that. So far, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all aware of, you know, me going through the changes with my career. You know, I'm focused on, you know, bringing my dream to reality, which is driving trucks. So far, still so good. You know, I don't necessarily believe that this won't pan out, because everything is, you know, to me personally, just put in divine order anyway. So, you know, everything's still going good. Right now, I'm just currently studying for my endorsements, trying to see what I want to drive, what I want to haul and shit like that. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to just study for all the goddamn endorsements and just get all that shit. Because, I mean, why not? Shit. But, man, I just got off the phone with my grandma. And I know this doesn't necessarily have to do with any of my goals. But, man, she was talking to me about, you know, the changes that we go through, you know, growing up and shit like that. And she just, right, like, really, like, blew my motherfucking mind, dog. Like, it stemmed from, you know, a conversation we had on Facebook. I had a dream that a toilet was talking to me. And I started peeing in that motherfucker. But then I woke up and realized, you know, it was a dream. I almost pissed myself in the bed and shit like that. And so my grandma, she was like, she had commented on the Facebook post and was like, you need to get you some diapers. And I'm like, what? Hell no. Hell, I'm fucking 24 years old. What the hell I need some diapers for? And she was like, you're going to need the motherfuckers. But it was kind of in a joking manner. But at the same time, like, she was being real with my ass. And so today, you know, I had called my mom today, you know, told her Happy Mother's Day and told my grandma Happy Mother's Day too. And we got back on that topic, you know, and then, it started off, me and my mama was talking, and then my mom had to go do something with the dog, and so I started talking to my grandma, and my grandma was just talking to me about, like, how that shit's basically real. Like, she was talking about the diapers and shit like that. She was like, get you some diapers. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, nah, I'm 24, I can't be in no diapers. At least let me wait till I'm in my father's hell. But she was just saying, like, as you get older, you know, like, the same shit will keep happening. Like, your dreams will have you believing that, you know, you pissing in the toilet, and you wake up and you in a pool full of fucking piss in your bed. And it's like, it's all due to, you know, your kidneys, you know, getting weaker as you grow up, because your body goes through these changes. It's like a ticking time. It's like a time clock, you know, and that motherfucker never stops, you know. So she was just like letting me know to just be aware of the changes that your body goes through, you know, as you get older and older and older. And it's like, I didn't think about that shit. She was pointing out shit that I didn't really think about. She was like, a lot of reason why, you know, a lot of people are coming out with Down syndrome babies is because they're, you know, in their older ages, like in their 70s and shit like that. And, you know, they're pushing out children at an old age. And we were both aware that, you know, that's not 100% the reason why we have, you know, Down syndrome kids. You know, it's other, you know, reasons like genetics and shit like that, but that's one of the causes. And I was just thinking about that shit like, fuck, like that, I mean, it doesn't sound like something to not be true, because when you think about it, like, when you old, it's like your body's not gonna necessarily produce, you know, the same way that it was, like, when my granny was growing up, like when my grandma was growing up, like, she was like, they didn't, you know, experience, you know, having, you know, Down syndrome babies as much as they do now, because, like, our food was mainly natural, you know, the water was natural, you know, just that alone. And it's like, now, you know, they putting shit in the food, you know, they putting shit in the water and all of that. So it's like, it's making us change on the inside faster than it did when they was coming up, you know. And so that shit made me think, like, damn. Like, that explains why, shit, I got a younger brother, and his ass looked like he's fucking, well, he was looking like he was damn near 21 when he was 16. And I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck is going on? And whole time, it's just, you know, the generations are changing, but two, like, all this shit in this food and the shit in the air, you know, the shit in the water, it's like, fuck. Like, that's why, like, she was talking about how, you know, a lot of people that cut out pork and shit like that, and, you know, that eat like candy, like whatever type of candy, it can be candy, cookies, whatever the hell, and that shit may still contain pork in that shit. It might not say pork, it may come off as a different word that we necessarily don't know actually what it is, but it's still pork, you know. So you have, it's like so much shit that we have to look out for now that we necessarily didn't have to look out for, well, that they didn't necessarily have to look out for when they was growing up. She was telling me how, you know, she didn't let my mom and them eat McDonald's until they got old, until they got older. And basically, shit, when they can buy their own goddamn McDonald's, because she always, you know, got up and cooked. You know, she always, you know, just did that and the third. And that kind of explained why my mom was always like, you got McDonald's money and shit like that. Like, my mama rarely took us to McDonald's when we was growing up. I didn't start eating that shit until I had my own McDonald's money, to be real, because my mom always cooked, you know. She always fucking cooked. And it didn't dawn down on me, like, that's a lot of the reason why, you know, a lot of us are going through these changes, because we're putting all this unhealthy food, you know, the water is fucked up and shit like that, and just everything that's going on now, like medication and shit like that. Like, they didn't necessarily need all that shit when they was growing up. A lot of shit that my grandma and them was on was natural, you feel me? And so they didn't really go through all of that shit, dude. And that shit is blowing my mind. But I'm gonna get back to y'all, because she's calling back and I want to get back finished with this conversation. So peace out, y'all have a good day, man. Hey people, players, pimps, head ass, not just bullshit. What it do, good people? This is another little segment. I ain't really thought of the name of this motherfucker, but it's a part of, you know, all the necessary changes that's been going on with my life and shit. So I've made it through, I'm gonna just say, one stage of the hard shit that I've had to go through in order to get to, you know, where I am now, the progress that I'm making, you know, towards, you know, my goal of being a truck driver and shit. The crazy thing is, I wanted to take this process as slow as possible, but it seems as if the universe is like, nah, you built to move fast. You've always moved fast throughout your life, so my nigga, ain't no slowing down now, so keep the shit going.
and everything shit for these past 30 days have been moving fast as fuck. I'm not trying to do this shit on purpose. I don't know what the fuck, but it's like, dude, I'm already, you know, I start my training, I get behind the wheel of the semi, you know, next Thursday, so I can go ahead and get my license and shit like this. And before that process, I don't know if y'all been tuning into my lunch break, but before that whole process, I was, you know, going through it. You know, I had to start from pretty much scratch, you know, making like, boy, $11.50, you know, an hour. Then I was in the warehouse, so that was two negatives for me, because one, I hate warehouses, and two, you know, my pay had went down from, you know, what I was making before all the way down to $11.50. But, you know, it looked like, you know, one of the, like, it looked like a wrong move, you know, when I first did it, because it's like, damn, I'm dropping my pay and all of this other shit. But eventually, you know, shit started working out. You know, I was looking at everything, you know, from a negative point of view for a minute, because it was like, damn, man, it's getting stressful. Like, it's kind of overbearing and shit like that. But, you know, the universe usually works how the fuck it works. So everything started to, I won't say necessarily speed up, but everything became clear of what was happening, you know. Like, I know from my eyes, you know, I didn't want to be in a warehouse working, because my first job was at Nike, you know, working at a warehouse. And I had a realization. I'm like, is this what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my motherfucking life? And that shit just kind of took me away, you know. I'm like, man, I don't know about this shit. Hell no. But anyway, that gave me a little flashback, and then, you know, like, my pay had went down. But anyways, I'm stressing, because I'm like, man, I'm doing the same shit I was doing, you know, when I first, you know, started working and shit. But in real reality, you know, I came to this company because they have a CDL program, and they was telling me, you know, in my interview that, I mean, in my orientation, that I would have to go through a 90-day probationary period, because they need to see, you know, my work ethic, and, you know, just making sure that I don't miss a day, and, you know, just seeing how I am in the workhouse and shit like that or whatever. But lo and behold, that shit did not take 30 days, dude. I thought it was gonna take 30 days. I thought I was gonna be in that warehouse for 30 days. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. Like, I was picking in the warehouse for two days and a half of a day. So I was making $11.50 for 2 days, 2.5 days. And then I talked to my, like, cause I got picking down pack, you know, within the first shit, 2 hours. And for my first night, I ended up making over the mark of what they usually expect for people who come in their first day. I think on the average daily basis, you're supposed to pick, as far as the line that I was on, you're supposed to pick like maybe 200 pieces. I did like, what, maybe 50, 75 pieces over that. And so I was like, man, I don't want to do this shit. Like, this shit suck. Like, if y'all gonna have me here for 90 days, like, have me doing something that's gonna, you know, benefit me for when I'm driving this truck. You know, let me learn the product. Let me learn what's going on. Let me learn what I'm gonna be looking at. So, and I talked to one of the managers in the warehouse. I was like, man, is there anything else that I can do in this warehouse besides picking? And he was like, I'll have to, you know, get back with you at lunch and shit like that. So I got on my lunch break, and I talked to him, and I was like, shit, what you got? Like, what you got for me, you know? And shit, lo and behold, he was like, you know, I can put you as a loader. You can load the trailer so you can see, you know, what you'll be dealing with. You can learn the product and all of that shit. So I learned how to stack the product. I learned how to load the product on the trailer, all that shit. Like, it didn't take me no fucking time. I was loading trucks, I bullshit you not, for 2 weeks. They saw my work ethic. They saw that I can catch on fast. And not only that, I will say that my lady's mom, you know, she put in a real good motherfucking word for me. So that helped me also, because she works for the same company. Well, she drives trucks for that company. And that helped also.
But anyways, you know, they saw, you know, my work ethic and all of that shit. They saw that I could learn, you know, real motherfucking fast. They don't really take shit to the load of trade, though, to me personally. But they saw, you know, just how I was, you know, as far as, like, my work ethic. And, you know, that made, I guess that gave them an eye-opener or whatever and shit. So, they was like, you know what? I mean, we shouldn't be holding you as a loader any much longer. I mean, you got the process down, so shit, let's get you on in driver training, you know? Because I ain't gonna lie to you, when I first, you know, switched over to loading, you know, I was pretty excited about it my first week. And then, you know, week two came, and I'm like, I got this. Like, is this all? Like, where's the hard shit at? Like, I need to learn something else, because pretty much got this shit down pat. Like, it's nothing to this shit. And I'm in there like week number two, and I'm like, man, I'm tired of this shit. Like, I'm at this point to where I'm like, man, you know what? If I gotta go to a CDL school, I'd rather go to a CDL school. If I gotta go through a different company, sign a contract, I'll do that. Like, I'm just thinking of all these other different motherfucking ways to just opt out, because the shit was like not. I wasn't really paying attention to the process, you know? And to me, like, I made this shit become hard, you know? It was like, man, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, everything's just not looking how I thought that it would pan out. And long behold, week number two, hey, we can get you in on transportation side, you know, get you as a driver trainee. Up your pay a couple more dollars and shit like that. So I'm like, y'all talking now? Like, it sounds good, you know? And shit, here I am now, you know? I've learned how to do, you know, a full route by myself. Well, not by myself. My lady's mom, I went on a route with my lady's mom yesterday, and she taught me everything I needed to fucking know. I've been on a route for 2 weeks, and she's the only person that has actually trained me. Everybody else, it's like they didn't necessarily want to train me, because I don't know what the fucking reason. I would ask my questions, all of that shit. I wasn't getting any of that. I'm lying. The first guy I was with, he was doing maybe 25% of what, you know, my lady's mom was doing. He was trying, you know, but at the same time, he was working, so he didn't want to slow up by trying to train me, which I thought was still pretty crappy, because if y'all gonna put me with driver trainers, then y'all, you know, I would expect them to, you know, be fucking training me. My lady's mom isn't a driver trainer, but she was still training me. And not only that, they put us on a route together, and the route usually takes about 15 hours. We got that shit knocked out in 12. You feel me? So not only did we just crush that shit and showed them that other drivers are out here bullshitting, but she was also training me simultaneously. Not only that, but the reason why it took us 12 hours on that route was because of traffic. We had a standstill in traffic on our way to a 2-hour drive. Oh, I'm lying. An hour and a half drive. So we getting all of this shit done, and she's showing me all of this shit. And I got all of that shit down pat in one fucking day. 12 hours. Not one day. 12 hours. Well, within that 12-hour period. So that just shows me, you know, what some drivers are doing right and what some drivers are doing wrong, you know. So I've taken the lessons that I need to learn from both sides, you know. Don't bullshit out here. Make your money. But, you know, don't let that shit make who you are. Don't let that shit make you, like they said on Players Club shit. But just being real, like, it's a damn good experience, you know, just knowing that this is just all of, well, just knowing that all of that shit was a part of the process. And I know that it will get hard again, because it's easy right now. Everything's going pretty sweet. And it's going to be like this for a little bit. But then I know that it's going to be another period where shit's going to be real rough. Like, shit's rough with the company right now because someone just bought it, so everything's changing. But everything's supposed to change for the better, you know. It's not changing in a bad way, it's changing in a good way. But, you know, you have to do out with the old before you can come in with the new. So that's really what's going on now. But, man, overall, dude, like, I'm enjoying the changes, you know, I'm enjoying this process, just everything, you know, knowing that I've learned how to slow down with the things that I want to do and not, you know, try to rush through that shit and end up missing something, you know, like, that shit's important. And I feel like people should, you know, really pay attention to the process rather than the end result. Because if you pay attention more to the process and fall in love with the process, you won't really necessarily know that you've hit your end result. You'll probably outdo your end result and, you know, come out with more than what you expected. Like, that's really what's going on with myself now. Like, I didn't expect to, you know, actually be making this amount of money. Like, this amount of money. I didn't expect to learn, you know, this amount of, you know, things that I've learned so far within such a fucking short ass amount of time, you know. Like, it's all plus signs, you know. Not even just looking at it for the money, but just knowing how to, you know, learn from both good and bad people, you know. Learning how to deal with your patience with other people outside of work. Because, man, this job, like, you have to deal with assholes. And sometimes you have to be an asshole and a bully doing this job, you know. I'm not necessarily an asshole, but I know how to be one, you know. But I don't like to be an asshole because it taints, you know, my character, you know. I don't like that, but in some points, you know, I mean, sometime in life, you know, the universe gives you a position where you have to take it. There's no other way around it. So if I gotta take the asshole position, I will. I mean, I ain't, you know, fucked up about it. I know how to be an asshole. It's just I don't use that side because I don't have to. But shit, if a motherfucker gotta get their dumb ass up out the fucking way, then shit, your ass better motherfucking move. That's pretty much that, you know. I heard a little Memphis come out, but it's alright. But that's all I wanted to talk about for today, man. Just, you know, enjoying the process, you know. Make your money. Don't get me wrong. Make your motherfucking money. But enjoy the process. If you don't, you'll get lost in trying to figure out what the end result is. You will be pretty much devastated. You'll be, man, what's the word? Disappointed. Because you're mostly looking at the end result and not really focused on, you know, the small pieces that put the end result together, you know. So just take a little time to think about that shit, dude. I'm out. Peace and love, my good people.